At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Good afternoon. Police have found the bodies of a German woman and her 10-year-old son in a cave on the island of Tenerife and have arrested the boy's father. Spanish media say the couple's other son, aged 5, had been wandering in the mountains near to Adige, muddy and crying. Some locals who found him alerted the police on Tuesday. The search of the area was difficult as the area has many caves. The German father was arrested at his apartment. The victims appear to have been beaten. Officials are treating it as a case of domestic violence. The father is reported to be a resident of Tenerife. Sources say the mother had arrived on the island with the boys on Monday to visit the father. A man suspected of making hoax bomb threats, including one to a Madrid skyscraper that houses several foreign embassies, has been arrested. The unidentified man, who was detained on Tuesday in Madrid for causing public disorder, is believed to have called the Australian embassy on April the 16th, claiming there was a bomb inside. The call prompted police to evacuate the 235-metre-high building in northern Madrid, which also houses the British, Dutch and Canadian embassies. The man is also suspected of a hoax bomb threat made to the Ecuadorian embassy in Madrid on April the 11th. He has been detained in the past for making false bomb threats to a German foundation in the capital, according to police. Spain's unemployment rate edged closer to 15% in the first quarter of the year, so new data released this morning shows. The rate rose to 14.7% in the January to March period from 14.45% in the last 3 months of 2018, marking the first quarter-on-quarter rise since the beginning of last year. The unemployment rate remains the second highest in the European Union. And Chelsea Football Club's player Eden Hazard will be offered some £400,000 a week to join Real Madrid this summer and a new home. The Belgian superstar is ready to quit Stamford Bridge and has his heart set on a move to La Liga. Zinedine Zidane is back in charge at Real Madrid and has an open checkbook as he reshapes his squad. Madrid also hoped to sweeten the deal by throwing in a luxury property and help with his relocation costs. Chelsea's manager Maurizio Sarri said he must respect Eden Hazard's decision if the forward wants to leave. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.